A new initiative from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation is pledging $125 million to arts and humanities organizations that focus on mass incarceration. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siolkas talked to one group that's already benefiting from this new initiative.
Dean Gillespie was imprisoned for 20 years for crimes that he was later found not to have committed. While he was incarcerated, he kept his sanity by creating miniature sculptures out of things he scavenged from around the prison. He created whimsical bits of Americana from stuff like the foil from packages of cigarettes, used tea bags, pins from the prison sewing room.
He would kind of think in advance, like, oh, it's going to take me 3 months to make a little miniature camper. It's going to take me 6 months to make this dinette. And it was a way for him to feel like he was managing the time that the state had placed upon him as punishment.
That's Nicole Fleetwood. She's a professor at NYU and the curator of a traveling visual arts exhibition called Marking Time. Fleetwood says her project was inspired by her own experiences visiting relatives incarcerated in Ohio.
I would notice that in many of the visiting rooms of prisons, there would be these makeshift galleries where art would be on view. And also there were small provisional photo studios in the visiting room where incarcerated people could take pictures with their loved ones.
Marking Time is just one of the arts and humanities projects being funded by the Mellon Foundation. Mellon notes that half of all Americans have a relative who's been imprisoned, meaning that the organizations it funds could reach a huge swath of people in this country, especially in communities of color who feel the overwhelming impact of mass incarceration. Since 2020, Mellon has already granted some $40 million to this effort, which it's calling Imagining Freedom. In all, Mellon says it will grant $125 million to this work. One fundamental question has driven Mellon here.
How do we understand our society that is one where we don't other people and forget about them, where we don't dehumanize people and say that they don't deserve some of the same basic human rights, you know, the right to learn, the right to dream, the right to seek knowledge, the right to imagine.
That's the president of the Mellon Foundation, poet Elizabeth Alexander. She shares the story of another grantee in Imagining Freedom.
We have Duane Betts's Freedom Reads. And this project, which was an early one in this initiative and a grant very, very, very dear to my heart. He's a poet. He's a lawyer. Was incarcerated at the age of 16, was put in solitary confinement. While there, someone slid a book underneath a door, a book of poetry. And that began his journey to imagining possibilities and devoting himself to words. And this grant will put beautifully chosen 500 book libraries in every single prison in this country.
Alexander says the arts and culture have what she calls a superpower to convey these stories, to build connections, to create understanding. She hopes that other people, both on the inside and out, will be similarly inspired. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.